The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Is there a way to reconcile the two views of free grace and lordship salvationism? Well, that's what we're going to discuss on today's episode of Grace in Focus. Hi, I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society. Thank you so much for joining us on the episode today. Of course, we're taking questions from listeners like yourself. I hope that you might consider sending us questions that you have. You can do that by sending to radio@faithalone.org. Let's go right to today's interesting questions with Dr. Bob Wilkin and Sean Lazar. Here's Grace in Focus.
All right, well, here's a question from Simon. And Simon says, I just wanted to know, what should be our approach towards lordship salvationists? I feel they should be considered as brothers in Christ. It is sad to see lordship salvationists attacking free grace proponents and vice versa. How do we reconcile both the views without attacking the other? There's a few issues in that question. So first of all, what's a lordship salvationist and what's free grace?
Okay, lordship salvation is the view that in order to be born again, a person must commit to the lordship of Christ. That is, the person must surrender, the person must dedicate their life to serving Christ. So they're beginning a path of discipleship. Some have called it commitment salvation or discipleship salvation.
Right.
Free grace, there are two major views, but our view, which I think is the correct view, is the only condition of everlasting life is to believe in the giver, the mm-hmm. Lord Jesus Christ, for the gift mm-hmm. of God,
yes.
which is everlasting life.
It's believe, 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 and only believe, right?
Right?
There's no commitment. We don't mix up works or discipleship into the condition
right.
of salvation.
Right. We don't define believe as some people who call themselves free grace will say belief includes intellect, emotion, and will.
Right.
And right. they will say the willful component includes commitment to the claims of Christ, or it's some sort of surrender of my soul to Christ in some sense.
Sometimes they'll say you at least need a desire to live a changed life
right.
in addition to faith. And we're saying there's nothing in addition to faith. It's just believing in Jesus for the life he promises.
And believing is persuasion. It's being convinced.
Right.
So John 4:10, if you knew the gift of God and who said to you, give me a drink, you'd ask him and he'd give you living water. And he goes on in verse 14 to say that living water, which is the message that Jesus is the one who gives everlasting life, springs up in a person into everlasting life.
All right.
And so we need to believe in both the gift and the giver. That's the free grace position.
So lordship salvation, you need to believe plus commit, submit, follow, obey. There's kind of a spectrum there. And if you're not doing that, then you haven't really believed, they would typically say.
Right.
And we would say, no, we're saved by faith apart from works. All you need to do is believe in Jesus for this free gift. You're either persuaded that the promise is true or not. And then discipleship and spiritual growth, that should happen. It's an expectation of what should happen next, but you can fail, and that's a different topic, really.
All right, and there is one other point. There is a distinction that I would make between lordship salvation and work salvation. Even though lordship salvation believes in work salvation, they formally deny it.
Right. They'll usually say, no, we believe in justification by faith apart from works. They'll
right.
say that. And I think they maybe even think they believe it. But then when you actually listen to how they evangelize, they always say, no, mental assent is not enough. That's cheap grace. That's what the demons do.
Right.
You need to actually change your life.
Right.
And so that the truth comes out there that, well, actually, you believe in work salvation, which, again, oftentimes they'll deny. They'll say, no, I believe in justification by faith apart from works, but the only faith that saves is a faith that works, something like that.
Right, which makes lordship salvation a more dangerous view, because you can understand how some people who believe in the free gift of everlasting life by simple faith apart from works
yeah.
could get sucked into lordship salvation.
Right, right.
Because they will say it's by faith apart from works, but then they start using these arguments.
Well, it's almost schizophrenic, you know. On the one hand, you have this one personality that says, no, we're justified by faith apart from works, absolutely. But then suddenly this other personality appears, and it's like, if you really believe, you need to work.
For example, if you read John MacArthur's book, The Gospel According to Jesus, which came out in three different editions, it was so popular and still is so popular. Many people have commented that he will make these very extreme statements, and then he will kind of make these disclaimers.
Yeah.
Extreme statements, disclaimers. Mm. And it is kind of like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is, they will say both things.
All right. So Simon says, I feel they should be considered as brothers in Christ. Okay, what would you say about
that? All right, let's take that first. And the answer is, it really depends. Right now, the person who believes in lordship salvation does not believe in the free gift of everlasting life. They believe they have to be committed, believe they have to follow Christ. They believe they have to persevere to the end of life. Now, some lordship salvation people would fall in the category of you can lose your salvation.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly we think of lordship salvation people as Calvinists who, not all Calvinists agree with this, by the way, but many Calvinists would say you must persevere to the end of your life in order to prove you're truly one of the elect, in order to prove that Christ died for you.
Right.
Well, those people don't believe the free gift of everlasting life. So they wouldn't be believers unless at some point in the past, they believed in the free gift and later became confused.
Right.
And I think that's many people in lordship salvation.
Okay, okay.
But how many of those, I don't know. For example, John MacArthur, I've heard his own testimony where he once didn't have an understanding of how to deal with believers who fell away.
Yeah.
And he later was influenced by Puritanism.
Right.
And so I'd say John MacArthur's a born-again person who's lost his way on this issue. There are many others, but lots of them have never believed in the free gift of everlasting life, and so they wouldn't be brothers. So I would disagree with the idea that all of them are brothers or sisters in Christ.
Right, because the bottom line is, the only way you become a child of God is if you're born again. And the only way to be born again is if you believe the saving message, the promise of eternal life. And so if someone has never believed that, then they are not a brother or sister in Christ.
That's right. And let me say there's a distinction, because our view is if the lordship salvation people ever believed the free gift of everlasting life, they're still eternally secure.
Yeah.
Their view is because we don't believe in the correct view of how to be born again, we're not born again. Because in their view, even if I held a lordship salvation in the past, if I leave and believe what they call easy believism or cheap grace, well, then I show I never really believed in the first place.
Right. Now, some people, and this is bizarre to me, but there are some people who identify as free grace, and I don't think they should, but they do, and they will actually say, no, you can be saved by believing a work salvation message. So they would say that lordship salvation people are born again because that is a saving message, which to me is just absolutely crazy for a free grace person to say.
I agree. In fact, I have a friend that calls that a sort of Christian universalism. They not only believe lordship salvation people are born again, they believe straight up work salvation people are born again, and that essentially everybody in Christianity born again unless you're a cult member.
So long as you believe that Jesus something like died for your sin in some sense.
Right.
And that he's God in some sense, you're born again. And so on this view, and I really wish these guys would not identify as free grace. That is not a free grace view. That's just like you say, it's almost like a form of universalism. So what would you say to that claim?
Well, I would call that pseudo-free grace.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
And I think what's happening is that the free grace movement is getting hijacked by people who want to say that essentially everybody in Christianity is born again, Catholics, Orthodox, Church of Christ, Pentecostals, Charismatics.
Right.
All they need is discipleship. You don't need to evangelize Roman Catholics because they're born again.
Yeah.
You just need to disciple.
And that's so not free grace. That's not even Protestant anymore. That's not even the Reformation. That goes beyond, I mean,
it's a problem. Now, let me hit the other two points that Simon raises.
Okay, so his next thing is, well, how do we reconcile the views without attacking each other? So first of all, should we reconcile the views at all?
No, we can't reconcile those who say faith is commitment and obedience and perseverance, as opposed to those who say faith is simply being persuaded.
Like, we're not trying to do a Hegelian dialectic here where we find the synthesis between two positions. Lordship salvation is wrong. There's no reconciling.
However,
it is false.
However, what we just discussed, this pseudo-free grace, is trying to do that.
Yeah, you're right.
And you know how they're trying to do it? They're changing the free grace position. Because the only way that John MacArthur, or people who agree with him, would accept free grace people is if free grace people embrace lordship salvation.
Yeah.
In the same way, we are not going to embrace lordship salvation people unless they leave lordship salvation and accept and believe the free gift of everlasting life.
Right. So you can't reconcile the views. They are opposite. It's kind of like you can't reconcile Christianity and Hinduism. One is false, one is true. Same thing with free grace and lordship salvation. And lordship salvation is false, so there's no reconciling it. However, I do appreciate this next part of the question. How can we do that without attacking each other? And there's a difference, Bob, don't you think, between discussing ideas, the rightness and wrongness of ideas, passionately, and actually attacking people, right? There's a difference there.
Right. I would agree. Our aim is to be irenic. That means peaceful in the way we discuss those who disagree with us.
Now, we can get passionate about it.
Right.
But we still want to be irenic about it.
But we're not throwing around labels like heretics or idiots or that sort of thing. I happen to believe that lordship salvation people are right on so many things.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with John MacArthur and lordship people on things like the inerrancy of Scripture, the need to teach the Bible verse by verse, marriage and the family.
Probably lots of ethical issues.
All the ethical issues. And when it comes down to it, there's lots of common ground. But the truth is, when you disagree on justification by faith alone, there's no reconciliation.
No, you have just have different ways of salvation there. And we need to be open about that. We can't not discuss it. Not discussing it doesn't serve anyone. It doesn't serve the cause of truth. It doesn't serve the Lord. We need to discuss it because we need to get to the truth of the matter.
That's right.
And so I appreciate your question, Simon, and I appreciate your attitude in just investigating these things.
Right.
If you're curious about free grace and what that means, go to our YouTube channel, Grace Evangelical Society Videos, GES Vids. You can search for that. You'll find us on there. Or go to our website, faithalone.org, where you'll find lots and lots and lots of resources about lordship salvation and why it's wrong, okay, and why grace is free. Thanks a lot for listening. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, gentlemen, for that great discussion. Would you like to learn more from Dr. Bob and Sean and the other guests that we have on this show? If so, you can do exactly that by going to faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. It's packed with all kinds of materials that are designed to help you grow and mature in your faith and your understanding of Scripture. A great example is our daily blog posts. You can get signed up for free, and every day a new post will show up in your inbox. Go to faithalone.org. This radio show is made possible from the generous donations of listeners just like you. If you'd like to become a financial partner with this show, you can go to faithalone.org and find out exactly how to do just that. Do you have a question for Sean or Bob? I know that I've often had questions for them. If you do, I want to give you our email address so that you can reach out to us to ask that burning question. It's radio@faithalone.org. radio@faithalone.org. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to talk about the relationship between trust and obedience. So join us for that episode. I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society. And until next time, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.